whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Without water, our physical life will quickly come to an end. Similarly, the Bible teaches we must be revived spiritually so that we may be fit for God's use. In the book of Judges, we find the story of Samson. After slaying the Philistines, he was desperately thirsty for water, that he might be revived. This morning, Pastor Holland turns to the book of Judges for the first installment of his message entitled, Are You Thirsty?
Judges chapter number 15, I begin reading verse number 18, ask the question this morning, are you thirsty? Again, oftentimes we think about water. There's nothing any better when you're thirsty than a good cold glass of water. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the water situation, but I want to talk to you more about our thirst situation in our spiritual life. So if you have your Bibles, follow along with me. I'll begin reading in verse number 18. And the Bible said, speaking of Samson, and he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof Ihakakorah, which is Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in all the days of the Philistines 20 years. I think all of us at times can go back and remember in our life, whether it be a daily activity of the work that we do, that we worked hard throughout the heat of the day, and there's nothing greater than coming home and open up the refrigerator and be able to get a good cold glass of water to satisfy your thirst. Now here we find Samson, that he took the jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. I don't know about you, but I would think I would be ready for a glass of water if I just slew 1,000 Philistines. But after it was all said and done, we find him making an end in speaking, and he talks about being athirst, and he talks about being in this place, and yet he talks about the deliverance of the hand of the servants, and he said, now I'm going to die from thirst. Wouldn't that be something to go out and take the jawbone of an ass and kill 1,000 people, come back to the place where you are, and die of thirst? He felt as if he was going to die. Well, we read in the scripture that God came along and he opened up a hollow in the jawbone and water came forth and he met his need. And the thing that happened to him, he was revived. Now, here we find Samson sitting alone thinking that he is about to die. Listen to what the Bible said in Proverbs 25:25. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Well, that's where I'm at this morning. I have some good news. The good news is contained in the Word of God. Friend, today we know the Bible is the good news because it tells of the salvation of God. It not only tells of the salvation of God, but it tells us of the Spirit of God that indwells us and guides and directs us. It tells us of a sustaining God, a God that even though we are going through trials and even though we are going through difficulties, He's there to meet our every need. Now, I don't want to quench your thirst. I want to develop a thirst in your life for the Word of God, a hunger and a thirst to hear the Word of God. You know, most people come to church and literally there may be all kind of reasons why they come, but obviously we ought to come in order that we might be revived and stirred and challenged from the Word of God, and that we might satisfy that thirst, that longing in our heart to understand and know the truth of God. Now, Samson was a spiritual giant. But literally, he was a spiritual midget when it came to the things of God. You know the story of Samson. Delilah, she wiggled out of him some things that he was told not to reveal, and yet he lost his power, ended up dying as he pulled the columns down. His eyes had been poked out. Literally, Samson was a spiritual weakling, although he was a fine specimen of a physical giant. And after he had killed these Philistines, after they had invaded Judah, he was about to perish, and in great distress he cried unto the Lord. Now understand today, it's important that when we're in distress, there's nowhere else to go except to the Lord. Somebody wrote a song and said, "Where could I go but to the Lord?" I say today, there's nowhere to go except to the Lord. I'm glad that back in 1960, a long time ago, as a 10-year-old boy, I put my faith and trust in the Lord. I hadn't always lived for Him, hadn't always served Him, but I'm glad that over 30-something years ago, I came to the point in my life to understand I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. I can't go another day, preach another message, do a single thing unless I depend upon the Lord. John Butler in his writing said this about Samson. He said this was Samson's finest hour when he called upon God. You know, the Bible says that we're to walk in the Spirit so that we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, I don't you know we got saved. The old man was taken away. The Bible says, "Behold, all things became new." We became new creatures in Christ. I want to title the message this morning is, "Are You Thirsty?" I want you to notice four things in the message today that I hope will be a help and an encouragement to you. First of all, I want you to notice with me the person to be revived. The Bible said in Judges 15:18, "And he was sore of thirst and said, Now shall I die for thirst." And by the way, water is one of the most important things. You can live for a good while without food, but you can't live very long without water. You must have fluids coming into your body, or your body will break down and you will die. So here we see Samson. He's in a great predicament. Here's a strong man. Here's a man, and he's not boasting about how many he killed. But what he's doing, he's sitting there and understanding, and now he is about to die. I begin to read about the time it was, and it was a time when the weather was hot and dry. It was about the time of the wheat harvest, and you can find that in verse number 1. But we find here, it was during this time, it was a combination of heat exertion and also the extreme that was on him. He was dry. He was dehydrated. A serious possibility of dehydration can kill a person. Now the problem was, we find Samson needed reviving. And so we find the problem, the water, because he was physically and emotionally drained, he needed reviving. Could I add this morning that I'm grateful to be pastor of Victory Baptist Church. I'm glad to be able to stand and come on Sunday morning and preach the truth of the Word of God. But when I look out in the mist upon the people that have come today and that will come back tonight and will be here Wednesday night, I see a people many times that are going through difficulty in their life. They're experiencing trials and there's things that there seem to be no answers for. And then there's many that have become weary in well-doing. Yet we find today that people have a problem. Oftentimes it's weakness. Those have exhausted themselves in the Lord's service. Now, don't misunderstand me today. I'm not here to try to talk people out of serving God. I believe today we ought to serve the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. But I believe if we're serving God, God will bless our home. I believe He'll bless our maid. I believe He'll bless our children. He'll bless our church and everything that is involved in that if we're doing what is necessary in the Word of God. You know what happened to people a lot of times? They get to the point and they get involved in the work of God, but they get weary and tired. And so they begin to drop off and maybe quit coming. Do you know that every time I come to the house of God, I get a great big old sip of a drink of water? I'm not talking about the physical kind. I'm talking about a drink of the good news that comes to me from the Word of God and keeps me in the place that I need to be. I tell you, I can't imagine missing church for weeks and months at a time. And I realize sometimes people have to do that because of a physical condition. But I tell you, I have to have the Word of God on a daily and weekly basis in order that I might quench the thirst that I have in my life. We need to restore ourselves spiritually. How in the world do we do that? We do it, first of all, by daily Bible study. I think it's important for every Christian to have some type of devotional set up in their life where every day, whether you read one verse, whether you read a chapter, whether you read a book, or whatever you do, you need to spend time in God's Word. I'll tell you today, if you want to be refreshed and revived, don't think you can do it apart from the Word of God. And truly today, it's important that we accept the Word of God into our life. The second thing we need to do to revive ourselves is prayer time. In the matter of relationship with husband and wife, it's a strange, strange situation when husbands and wives cannot talk with one another, when they do not communicate, when they do not let each other know what is going on. You know what I'm talking about. But it's not a good atmosphere. And likewise, there's people that are saved by the grace of God that go sometimes days and even weeks without speaking to the Heavenly Father and praying to Him. And if they don't do that, truly, they will not be revived. I believe today we need daily Bible reading, we need daily prayer, and I believe we need dedicated worship attendance to the house of God. Most church members will rust out before they wear out. Few of us work as hard as Samson did. None of us killed 1,000 Philistines. But the average church member's greatest struggle is to stay awake during the preacher's sermon. I tell you today, people come and they get in the house of God and their mind is somewhere else and it's a little warm and we get a little comfortable and before we know it, our heads are bobbing and we're not hearing anything that's coming from the pulpit. If you do not get what you came to get, you're going to leave here as thirsty as when you got here. And you ought to come desiring to hear the Word of God. God's people will give great effort in worldly pursuits. There's nothing that can stop people from going to their favorite ball game. There's nothing that can stop people from going on a hunting trip. And by the way, I'm not saying these things are bad. I'm just saying today that in the child of God, there ought to be a thirst. But there's something wrong when we do not desire the Word of God and the things of God. The sad fact is today, there's many of us that need revival, but we don't get it because of our weakness. Then there's some that don't get revival because of our wickedness. We find folks in the days in which we're living, too much of the world has invaded the church. When you begin to act like the world, when you begin to mock the world, when you begin to imitate the world, there's a thirst that cannot be quenched because you're not seeking the right things in your life. I say to you today, understand the person to be revived is you and me. Every one of us need to be revived in everything we do, in the way we walk, in the way we talk. Number two, the prayer to be revived. Now, this prayer of Samson was an excellent prayer. It was offered in a way which God could answer. Note with me, if you would, the humble nature of the prayer that he prayed. When offering this prayer, he showed a great deal of humility. Notice in the slaughter of the Philistines, he showed self-sufficiency. Understanding today, if most people would have killed 1,000 people, they would not need God. Somebody recently said this to me. They said, if I was perfect, I wouldn't need God. The truth is, there's nobody perfect, and we all need God. But you know, today, in our society, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care what kind of abilities you got. You still need God in your life. And truly, Samson recognized that, and in humility, he prayed to God, and he sought God's help. Notice, if you would, not only the humble nature of his prayer, but the honorable nature of this prayer. Samson gave great honor to God in his prayer. Friend, he didn't say, look what I've done, but he said, look what God's done. And friend, today, you and I better understand that not a single thing happens in our life that God does not allow or even cause, and we must understand today that it would never happen, and we must give Him the glory and honor of it.
Samson credited his great success to God as he looked to the Heavenly Father to quench his physical thirst. There is no power in our lives except through God. It is only through the sacrifice of Jesus that we can spend eternity in heaven. Have you drunk from the living waters so you may never thirst again? Have you turned your life over to God so that you may be revived? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.